I know who she is, mistress, he said, as she draped the deep, violet-scorched bandages upon his chest and arms. There was no talk of babbling or chiding him with questions this time, though she stiffened slightly as she continued with her work, becoming even more solemn than usual, if that were possible. Was she afraid? He thought so. But that did not stop her from burning him with her secret bandages, dressing his upper body first, then his legs and feet, and lastly his head. He tensed as another heated panel was draped over his cool bare skin. She continued, and did not speak at all. Her name is Life, he said. Is it now? She said, steady at her work. And what is that to me? Must you always be so cold? He asked, starting to rise. She pressed him back with a single hand, but remained silent. Moments passed. Did you not tell me to ask her name? He said again at last. Of course I did, she said. And now you have it. But what does that mean? If there is a mystic or a weirding come upon our home, does this not concern you? At this, the room seemed to blaze with darkness, and the fire itself appeared only to cast shadows. The presence of his surrogate swelled and filled the entire place, the very sight of her a sound pounding in the depth of his ears. Though clouded and hidden, her icy eyes still sizzled with lightning and novas. Child of Anera, who shall never be my own. A mystic and a weirding and something much more has come upon your home long ago, and your life has ever depended upon it. Your neighbors have always known it, but none have questioned the benefits it has brought to this sad little town, this town which calls you a boy, while you have long been more a true man than the eldest among them. But hear this, and mark it well. The time is coming when fortunes shall change, for you and for I and for this entire portion of the world. All that I have done for this, having seen the death that has taken men's hearts and what it shall mean for our plagued future. You are my counterpoint, my chance, my redemption. And this is all you may know. Her hand still pressed him down, pressed close. It moved up and down with his breath, hard in fear and consternation. But she continued, in mere months, another spring will be here, and this pitiful people will celebrate you as a man. On that very day, your world will change. For who you have become, I will no longer be able to keep hidden. Whether quickly or in time, it does not matter. Your destiny will call you, and you will answer. If I can tell you no more, then dare not begrudge that of me, the woman who you have known even from my own breast. If it would bring you aid and valor, do you not think I would cut out my own heart and feed it to you in potion and vial? So then, wake upon the morning knowing that you are no boy, but are already full grown, and that to be a man means that it is not for you to rely on others for your every answer, but that you must be the answer for others who, less than true men, have no choice but to rely on you. If you cannot learn this, then do not wake at all, for the world is already lost, and all that are in it. The following morning, Earth opened his eyes to the gray light of early day. He lay only moments, staring at the ceiling of the little house in Elusa, the house of his birth, the house of his mother's death, the house of his sister's livelihood, the home of a mystic. And he resolved in those mere moments that he would trust she who had loved him to the last. So he rose and attended to his chores in silence, smiling frankly upon his family, and greeting his mistress not with words, but with acts of service carried out in devotion. Yet neither that day nor all winter long did Life appear to him again, though many times he himself stood in the cold, as leafless branches rattled in the rising winds of the storms, or during the quiet times of fast-drifting snows. The fog had imprisoned her, or so it seemed, and though he was resolved to be the man which his benefactor's prophecy had only so recently portended that he would be, he did not lie and say that no tears were shed for the girl he could not help but imagine that he loved.